This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Wealth and investment feature.
Well, I'm a long-suffering Liverpool supporter, and the thought of seeing Jordan Henderson and his fellow Reds lifting the Premier League trophy for the first time in the Premier League era at Newcastle upon Tyne on the 17th of May certainly gives me gooseflesh. It's also why a recent article by Tiersen Mudley, General Manager of Intermediaries at Sanlam, caught my eye. Evening, Tiersen. I take it you're a Red too.
Good evening, Michael. Yes, very much a Red.
It's all about the lessons that we can learn from Liverpool's success over the last few seasons. And under Jurgen Klopp, they really have turned things around. And how we can apply this to our own financial planning journey. Where do you start?
So I think it really starts with having a vision in mind in terms of what you want to achieve. And I think that was very much true for Liverpool Football Club in terms of returning to the perch, as it were, of the top flight of English football. And I think for many individuals, it's really about trying to understand what are your long-term goals around your financial plans and sort of trying to understand the journey to financial freedom.
And set those goals from day one. I think it's the one thing Jurgen Klopp did really well is sketch out a vision for the club. And to borrow from the terminology that Sir Alex Ferguson used when he knocked Liverpool off their perch, it was to put them right back on that perch. Tiersen, stay right there. We just have to cross to Anne Williams, who's standing by on her perch with the day's news.
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Welcome back. It's around 3 minutes past six. We're finding out why you'll never walk alone with your finances if you just follow the Liverpool formula. And we know Liverpool, for much of the club's existence, was England's most successful football club until my 10th birthday. And for the last 30-odd years, the great Premier League trophy has eluded this great club until now, it seems. So we're talking to Tiersen Mudley, General Manager, Intermediaries at Sanlam, about the lessons that we can learn from the way Jurgen Klopp approached putting Liverpool back on their perch. Tiersen, getting the right team in place is obviously critical. How does this apply to one's finances?
Absolutely, a critical component of ensuring success in your journey to financial freedom. I mean, I think if we use the example of Jurgen Klopp once again, he's gone about sourcing not only the players on the field, but also the individuals that support the team in the background, the sort of unsung heroes of the football team, the dietitians and physios and doctors and so on. And I think it's critically important in a financial plan as well to ensure that you have the right partners in place in order to help you with objective advice, to deliver the holistic plan, and of course with incremental steps to get you to where you need to be. It's not something you do overnight. It's a process, it's a journey, and requires the right people on board in order to help you make those decisions.
Indeed, I was reading a very interesting article about the way he's applying data analytics in real time to help adjust their formation to counter whatever is in front of them on the field on the day. And that speaks to the third element, and that's creating a style of play. Heavy metal football, the heavy pressing game that we've seen. You also have to have a very definitive style of investment.
Yeah, so taking the analogy forward, I mean, I think it generally refers to what we would call your risk profile. Essentially, are you a cautious investor? Are you a bit more aggressive? What is your time horizon and so on? And whilst the style of play might be defined up front as is Jurgen Klopp's with Liverpool currently, it is also important to adapt that style of play dependent on what happens in the course of play. So what you might find is that market conditions don't lend itself to aggressive investing, and you might have to adapt. And the rules and the regulations might change, and as a result of that, markets might go through a downturn, and you must be able to adapt and maximize those opportunities when they present themselves.
But there's a fine balance. I mean, you want to be checking in with your coach or your financial coach regularly, but not all the time, not phoning them every day whenever there's a new headline around coronavirus.
No, absolutely not. I think a good financial advisor has an engagement with you on a regular basis and keeps you up to speed in terms of what's happening in your portfolio and coaches you almost in inverted commas, but also supports you in terms of the decisions that you have to make. And normally those are around, you know, sort of life events, decisions that are critically important to your future. And so regular engagement is a critical component of having a good relationship with a financial advisor.
And trust. I mean, obviously, one of the big issues around building a team that will run through walls for you is the ability to gain the trust of your players. And that's certainly what Jurgen Klopp has done. One must also, I suppose, have a very trusted relationship with one's financial advisor.
No, absolutely. You know, trust is a critical component to the financial advisor slash client relationship. If you are uncomfortable with the individual that you're working with, or you don't feel that you can trust him enough, then he's probably the wrong financial advisor for you. It's critical to have that openness to be able to share information, because ultimately he's going to have a lot of information about you as an individual and your dreams and your aspirations and, for that matter, your finances. So trust is a critical component. And I mean, in Jurgen Klopp's case and in Liverpool's case, you can see it clearly in terms of the team trusting the coach in order to be able to deliver on the day, you know, whenever we take to the field of play.
And why you should be never one to walk alone on this financial journey. Tiersa Mudli, General Manager, Intermediaries at Sunderland. Let's hope we can come back in that return fixture against Atletico. The less said about last night, the better.